Okay, so it's Daf Samach Aleph. We're actually on Daf Samach Aleph. We are on, up to the two dots, two, four, six, seven lines from the top. And where the Mishnah had said, V'chein behechel, v'chein b'mizveach. What's the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah was talking about that if the blood spilled in the hechel, or if the blood spilled by the mizbeach, it's a machlokas whether or not you have to start over. Let's say you were by the hechel. You have the sprinklings in the hechel. Let's say you did three sprinklings and the blood spilled. What do you do? So according to the Tanakhama, you have to start all over from scratch. According to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, you have to start over. You have to bring a new animal, but then you're up to sprinkling number four. You don't have to start from one. So the Gemara is going to go more into that. The whole daf is more about this issue. And the pasuk in Parshas Achrimos says, V'chiper es hakodesh, V'chiper es mikdash hakodesh, V'es ol moed, V'es hamizbeach, Yichaper v'al kohan v'al kol ha'om ha'kohol yichaper. So the Gemara is going to now take each word of that pasuk and apply it toward a different principle. Tana Rabbanan, now we know that on Yom Kippur, the Aaron, the Kohen, brought a par, the Kohen Gadol, Aaron, whoever the Kohen Gadol was, brought a par. And then there were two goats. One brought as a carbon, and one brought la'azazel. Why two? Why are there two kavanos? What are they atoning for? What are they atoning for? So we're going to touch on this. This is the next parak, but we're going to touch on it today. Tana Rabbanan, v'chiper es mikdash hakodesh. That's how the pasuk starts off. And it will be a kapara for the mikdash hakodesh. What's mikdash hakodesh? What kind of kapara? Zeh lefnai v'lefnim. That is a kapara for the inside, for the kodesh kedoshim. For a kapara for what? Rashi says, if you walk into the kodesh kedoshim and you're tameh, and you knew your tameh, you have to know your tameh, and then you forgot. You knew your tameh, you know you're not supposed to go there. Forgot. So you go in. That's what V'chiper is Mikdash HaKodesh says. You will get a kapara for that. What on earth someone's doing in the Kodesh Kedoshim by accident? I mean, no one goes in there anyway. Difficult. Who are they talking about? A guy's taking a tour and he doesn't realize where he is? Very hard to understand. How did he get in there? But assuming he's in there and assuming he didn't realize, but he knew he was Tumah once upon a time and he never got rid of that Tumah, so but then he forgot and he's in the Kodesh Kedoshim, that's what that atones for. Very difficult because what's he doing? How does this happen? The rest of them are going to make sense. In the Heichal, so a Kohen could be Tameh, he forgot, he doesn't do work in there. The Zara is certainly possible, people forget. But the Kodesh Kedoshim, how did that happen? Anyway, next, Ol Moed, the words Ol Moed, Zeh Heichal. That's referring to the Heichal. Again, somebody's Tameh, and he's in the Heichal, and you have to know your Tameh. If you never knew, then this doesn't apply. Because you're talking about, you never even knew, different story. But we're talking about, you knew. Then you forgot. You went into the Heichal. Those words are going to be a kapara for you. Mizbeach. What about the Mizbeach? Same issue. Kimashmo, the Mizbeach achitzon. Yechaper. The word Yechaper. Elu Azaros. Let's talk about the Azaros. Because someone who's Tomei can't go there either. Hakahanim. The words Kahanim. Kimashmon. Yes, we're talking about the Kahanim. Am Hakahol. The pasuk continues. Am Hakahol. Elu Yisrael. That's regular Jews. Yechaper. Elu HaLevim. Now we're talking about Levim. Why are Levim considered different than regular Jews? That's a discussion. Anyway, Hishvu Kulon Lekapara Achas. All the people. So one second. So stop. So what do you have over here? You have Tumah is different than, we'll see it in a minute. Tumah is obviously different than every other Avera. Tumah is different than every other Avera. Why? We'll see it in a few minutes. Now, then the Gemara says, Hushu kulon lekapara achas. However, the Torah goes, there's an extra word in that passage. The extra word is yichaper. It says, Omor v'sazbeh yichaper, v'alkahar, v'alkal, kaham yichaper. Why is it extra yichaper? Hushru kul kapara achas. The Torah equates all Jews regarding one kapara. Shekulam mischaper b'seir mishdalech b'shar averos. That's what this seir mishdalech is mechaper. It's mechaper everything else, all other aviros for all Jews except for Tumah. Tumah is bechaper by the other words of that pasuk. So the Sirat Lazazel is mechaper for every other aveiro except for Tumah. This is a Tanakama. Just hold on. Divir Yehuda. That's a Yehuda. Rav Shimon Omer. No. Kishem Shadam Hanaseb Hasir Hanaseb Bifnim Mechaper Al Yisrael for Tumah Smikdash Kedoshav. The whole reason why they bring a seir, an inner seir, right? We've been talking about the seir the whole 2 weeks. The seir that's brought inside is mechaper for tumah. Kach dam hapar mechaper al kahanim b'tumas b'kishu kedoshav. The dam of the par that Aaron brings is mechaper for kohanim for tumah. Ukishem shevidui shel seir mishtaleach mechaper al Yisrael b'shar aveiros, and the vidui done on the seir mishtaleach is mechaper for other aveiros, for Jews. Kach vidui shel par mechaper al kahanim b'shar aveiros. So the vidui of the par is mechaper for the kahanim for other aveiros. So according to Reb Shimon, the seir mishtaleach has nothing to do with kahanim. It doesn't affect kahanim at all. Kahanim are totally forgiven with the par. Either it's the par itself or the vidui of the par. The par itself is for tumah, the vidui is for everything else. For regular Jews, the seir bifnim is for tumah, and the seir lazazel is for everything else. That's Reb Shimon. According to Reb Yehuda, no. It's the seir is mechaper, the seir mishnech is mechaper for everybody. Mechaper for everybody. Right, and the seir bifnim is mechaper for tumah for everybody, for Jews, and the par is mechaper for kahanim. It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas of what is mechaper. But the bottom line is, everybody agrees that tumah is different. Everybody agrees tumah is different. Why? Why should tumah, out of all things, be special karbanos just for tumah? Why? I'm not sure of the answer. I think it has to do with the fact that it was just the most common, I believe it was one of the most common averos that was committed. Because people were constantly getting tame in those days. It was just something that was very, very frequent, and it needed extra. We always have the tzitzis maratzeh for tumah. It was all tumah. It's all for things that have to do with tumah. Tumah tahira. It was such a common occurrence that right at the times of the when all the tumah tahira were held, every month, everything in your house had to be taken to the mikvah. When your wife went to the mikvah, she had to take the bed and the chairs and the plates, it all had to go along. So everything was tameh, all has to become tar. It's a very different life. Can't even imagine such a thing. Can't even imagine such a life. Having to bring your whole kitchen has to go back to the mikvah every month. Because everything she touched became tameh. We can't even fathom that. So I think that's what I once heard. That it was such a common, frequent mishap that it required its own special karbanos, extra karbanos, to be mechaper for something that was such a usual occurrence. Okay, now, fine. Tana Rabbanan. It says in the pasuk, we had this pasuk yesterday, v'chila mechaper es hakodesh. That, again, v'chila mechaper es hakodesh, when the kapara finished in the kodesh, what's that? Zeh lefnai v'lefnim. That, again, is a reference to kaparos, dam, sprinklings taking place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ol Moed, the word Ol Moed, Zehechel. That's a reference to the Hechel. Mizbeach, Kimashmo. Mizbeach is Mizbeach. Malamed, Shekulon Kapara, Kapara Bifnei Atzman. Each one is its own unit of Kapara. Mikan Amru, from here we said, Nasan Mikshas Matanos Shebifnim. If you're in the Lefnai Belefnim, if you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you in the middle of the sprinklings and the blood spills. So, Nish Vinishbach Adam, the blood spills. Yavi Dam Acher, bring more blood. Viyatskil Batchila, and you have to start over. Start over the count. This is the Tanakama, who we're going to say today's with Meir. You start over the count. Bimataros Shebifnim. Start over the count of the inner number. Whatever number you're up to, you start over from one. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, they say, Walter Shimon Omrim. You only start where you end. You only continue where you stopped. If you did two sprinklings and the dam spilled, now you have to check the new animal, bring new dam, and you start from number three. because you already did the first two. All right, we had this yesterday. Now we're going to go through each stage to tell you that the, that you'll see that they hold each place where you are is an individual unit of kapara, and therefore you have to start over again from over there. For example, gomar et hamatanos shebifnim. If you finish the matanos shebifnim, and now you're going into the heichal, the nishbach adam, and then the dam spilled down. Yovi dam acher. You have to bring new dam. The yaschil betchila b'matanos shebeheichal, and you have to start over in the heichal. Why? Because heichal is a new unit of kapara. You don't have to go back into the kodesh kedoshim and do that over. You're done. Once you're done over there, you don't have to go back in. New, now you're in a new place. You're in the heichal now, and if it spills in, you got to start over. Nasan mikas matanos shebeheichal. Let's say you did a little bit of the sprinklings in the heichal. V'nishbach adam, and the dam spilled. Yavi dam acher. You have to bring new dam. V'yaskel betchila beheichal. You have to start over in the heichal. You have to go back into the kodesh kedoshim. No. You're done over there. Once you leave there without spilling the dam, you don't have to go back in there. Now, Rav Elazar Shimon Omrim, Ein Amasil El Makom Shepasak. Same running machlokas. They say, no, whatever you were doing, you continue. Whatever number you were up to, fine, the dam is now spilled. Go bring a new animal. Start over. And whatever number you're up to, you continue. You did five, now you do six and seven. Gomar Matanos Shebehechel. If you finish that, finish bachadam, and now the dam spilled. Yavi dam acher, you bring new dam. V'yaskel betchil b'matonos hamizbeach, and now this is talking about the first thing that went on in the heichal was the applications of the dam to the corners. That's what it was referring to. Now we're talking about the sprinklings on the top of the mizbeach. Again, that was considered one unit. Now we're at a second unit. Nasan mixas matanos shebim mizbeach. If you started doing a part of that, finish bechadam and the dam spilled. Yavi dam acher v'yaskel betchila matanos hamizbeach. You have to start over from the beginning. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Omer, v'makom shepasak u'masil. You start over from where you left off. Same machlokas. There are three different ones in the Kodesh Kedoshim, in the heichal, and then on the mizbeach. Right, first they sprinkle to the peroches, and then they come to the mizbeach. Gamar matanos shebim mizbeach. If you finish doing all the matanos of the mizbeach, you're done. You're done for the day. What's the last thing you have left to do? Take whatever leftover dam you have and spill that on the yisod of the mizbeach on the outside. What if it's spilled now? Now benishbach adam. Now it's spilled. You're on your way out of the heichal, going toward the mizbeach hachitzon, and now it spills. Divya kol lo ma'akfi. So everybody holds it's not ma'akev. You don't have to now bring another korban just to take dam to pour it out. Only shirayim, and for that already, we're not so ma'akev. If it spills out, you don't have to do the whole thing again. Because you're done. Right, so it's a machlok. Right, so now here he's saying, but everyone agrees that I'm ma'akev regarding if it's spilled. If you didn't do it, we said yesterday. I'm not doing it. I don't want to do it. That's what we said yesterday. Here, you're on your way to do it. It just happens to spill. So we don't make you go shecht a whole other animal just to spill extra. We don't make you do that. Why? Because, again, once you finish the sprinklings, you're done. The kapara is done. A new unit. So for this, we're not so ma'akev. Amar b'yochanan, u'shnei mikre echa darshu. They both learned out of the same pasuk. How? Because it says, midam chatas hakipurim achas bashana. That's the next pasuk, I believe. It's in Shemos, I'm sorry. Midam, what's the pasuk say? Midam chatas hakipur achas bashana. So Meir Savar, chatas achas amarti lach. I told you one, the Torah says one chatas. Vloshtei chatas, not two. So there's no way you can have two animals be mashlim seven sprinklings. It says one chatas. So therefore, if it spills in the middle, that what you did is nothing, it's null and void. Bring a new animal and start over. I told you one chitui, one unit of sprinkling. Not two. So if you did one, two, three, four, five sprinklings, and now the dam spilled. Now you have to finish. So bring a new animal. I don't have a problem with that. Now you have to give. Now what do you do? Do 6 and 7. Why? It's one chitui, one unit. Don't do though. You did 5 already, right? Don't say those 5 are nothing. Now I'm going to do 7 more. It's one unit. It's 2 animals. That doesn't bother me. So the question is, what's the emphasis? Is it one animal? So if it, according to the Tanakhama, which we said here is Rav Meir, according to the Tanakhama, if you did 5 and the blood spilled, you have to do one animal. So those 5 is meaningless. Those 5 is meaningless. Bring another animal, and I do all 7 the right way with one animal. We view Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon as being much very mako. They're more mako. We're going to see it on the base. It's going to turn into a huge chumrah. They're going to be a huge chumrah. Tanya, Amar Rebbe. Rebbe said, Li Chalak Rebbe Yaakov Belugin. Rebbe Yaakov told me he differentiated the halacha by Lugin. What's Lugin? Lugin is when a Mitzorah was becoming Tahar, when he's becoming Tahar, in addition to the Karbonos, and they put a blood on his ear and on his thumb and on his toes, on his toe, on his right ear, his right thumb, and his right toe. Why, I don't know. He put his on his right ear, right thumb, and right toe. They would also put oil on his right ear, right thumb, and right toe. Let's say that oil spilled. Do you have to bring new oil? So then, they agreed that you do. Whereas, by Yom Kippur, they held that when you bring the new animal, you continue where you left off. You continue where you left off, whatever number you're up to, you left off. But by the oil, they agree you have to start over from scratch. They agree you have to start over from scratch. That's what Rebbe said. Rebbe Yaakov told me, by the way, they have machlokas by Yom Kippur. But when it comes to Mitzorah, they don't have a machlokas. Li chalak Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Yaakov. Rebbe Yaakov differentiated the Lugin. By Lugin, there's no machlokas. Everybody agrees you have to go start over from scratch. Even the ones that are makel by Yom Kippur. But when it comes to the Lugin by the Mitzorah, then they agree you have to start over from scratch. That's what Rebbe says. So the Gemara says, "Velo, what? They don't argue by Mitzorah as well." For Tanya, what we learned, Nosa Nixas Matanos Shebefnim. The Mitzorah procedure is very complicated. A lot of things are going on. There's an Asham. Rashi says over here that they would sprinkle a bunch of times on the. They would sprinkle the oil also. They would sprinkle the oil. They would also sprinkle the dam. They would also apply dam to his body. They would also apply oil to his body. And a lot of things are going on here. So the Mishnah says, the Brisa here says, Vatanya, the Brisa says, Nasan mixes matanos shebifnim. If they applied some of the sprinklings bifnim of oil, and then it spills. V'nishbach halug, and the oil spills. Yavi lug acher, bring another one. V'yaskel betchila b'matanos shebehechol, and start over from scratch. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Mimakom Shepazak Humaskel. You start over from where you left off. So what do you mean, Rabbi said that Rabbi Yaakov said that when it comes to Mitzorah they don't argue, and everybody agrees they have to start over from scratch? Here's the Brisa that says that the two of them are consistent, and they do argue, and they say whatever number you were up to, you continue wherever you left off. So they argue by Mitzorah as well. So the Gemara's answer, you're right, Rabbi. That's not what Rabbi meant to say. Now that we're into Mitzorah, we're going to continue in Mitzorah world. So, b'matanos shebibahonos. One second. Yavi logacha v'yaschel b'tchila b'matanos shebibahonos. Right, you start over again from the applications of this oil to the toes. Nasan mixas matanos shebibahonos. If you started applying the oil to the toes, it means the ear, it doesn't mean the toes, only the toes. It means first they would sprinkle onto the into the kodesh. Then they would do another sprinklings on his body. So now we're talking about the second aspect, sprinklings on the body of the Mitzorah. Nasa mikas matanos pebohonos, v'nishbach halug, and now the oil spilled now, yavilug acher, v'yaskle betchile v'matanos pebohonos. And you continue, and you start over from scratch regarding sprinklings on the body. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, mimakom shepasak humaskil. Again, you start wherever you left off. Continue where you left off. Gomar matanos shebibahonos. If you finished applying the oil to the body, again there are two applications of oil: the sprinkling on the peroches and the sprinkling and the dabbing on the body. So again, they had a machlokas what you do if it spills while you're sprinkling, and now they have a machlokas what you do if it spills while you put it on the body. Right? The Tanakhama says you start over from scratch, which it was in each unit, and it was a Rosh Hashanah, so you continue where you left off. So the Machlokas is the same here on Yom Kippur. Just one more finish up. Gomer Matanos Shev Bohonos. You finish the Matanos of the toe of the body, and now the Nishpachalug, and now the blood, and now the oil spilled. Divrei Hakol Matanos Harosh Lo Makeves. What's Matanos Harosh? So Rashi reminds us that the Torah said, let's say the Kohen applied all this oil and he has leftover oil in his hand. Leftover. What does he do with it? He smears it on the head of the Matanos. So let's say after he applied all the oil, he has leftover, and now it spills. So what was he going to do with it? He was going to put it on the head. That's not makif. That's not a big deal, right? Matanos harosh lo makeves. It's not makif. So the kasha is, Rebbe made a statement that Rebbe Yaakov said that they're not arguing when it comes to Mitzorah, and everybody agrees over there that if the oil spills, you have to start over from scratch. You see from here, this bright is absolutely not true, that they maintain their shita even by Mitzorah. So the Gemara answers, you're right, Amali, Ema, rather, what he meant, Rebbe meant to say was, or maybe the version is different, either way, Emali, Shana Rebbe Yaakov Alugin. No, Rebbe Yaakov taught. Now Rebbe Yaakov differentiated. Rebbe Yaakov taught the same story by Lugin, the same story, exactly the same. Same machlokes by the Mitzorah. Now, Amar Mar, we just said a minute ago, Matanos Harosh Ein Ma'akeves. When the Kohen was done with putting the oil on the body of the Mitzorah, if he had any leftover oil, he smeared it on the Mitzorah's head. But that was a Ma'akev. So if after he's done, it spills. I don't have any oil to shred on his head. I had a little bit less. I was going to shred it. Now it's spilled. You don't have to bring a whole nother lug and start over from scratch. You don't have to. Why not? My time, why not? If it's because it says, v'hanoser min hashemen, and the leftover from the oil, you should apply to his head. If that's true, so therefore what? Therefore it's like leftovers. So shrei, and so for shrei, we're not going to be so machmir. So if that's true, ela me'at, if that's true, but we have a pasuk that says, v'hanoseres min hamincha. The leftover kometz, you have to do something with that. And if you don't, the whole kover mincha is no good. Hachanami, d'lam akvi. What are you going to tell me? That if you don't do what the leftover kmita, with the leftover flour that you're supposed to do, it's going to be good? It's certainly not good. The whole kover mincha now is out the window if you don't follow A to Z. Talk about over here by the shirayim of the oil was so makel. When I make up a shrive of minchas, so the Gemara says you're right, shiny hasan. But here they're different. Tichziv, because by the Mitzorah it says umi yeser v'hanoser, and it says the word leftovers twice. Rashi says it says matanos habahonos kuri shirayim, because the applications to the toes to the body itself is referred to in the Torah as shirayim, and of course that's ma'akev. But then it says another word shirayim to include the smearing on the head. It's like a double shirayim. So for double shirayim, a double leftover, that would not mach. Okay. Now, more Mitzorah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Asham Mitzorah, in Asham Mitzorah, Sheshachtu Shalol Lishmo, let's say Sheshachtu Shalol Lishmo, as Rashi says, Kigon, L'shem Ola U L'shem Shlomim. Top Rashi. You shechted it, you made a mistake. The Kohen made a mistake. Of Amar Mar, and we have a rule. Kol hazvachim, all karbanos, shenishchetu shelo lishman, that are offered shelo lishma, ksherin, they're kosher. Ella what? Shelo alu l'bayl m'shem chova. But the Baal didn't get his credit. Whatever the Baal's trying to do, that didn't work. Right, I think there are two exceptions to this. I think a chatas and a karban pesach are exceptions. Then nothing is affected. So nothing was done wrong. It's still considered a valid. You don't have to take it down from the mizbeah. It's still valid. But the Baal didn't get his kapara, his benefit, whatever he was supposed to get out of this carbon. That didn't happen. But the carbon was brought properly. What happened? So the Gemara discusses. Does the Kohen have to now reimburse him? Who was the Kohen's fault? It was the Kohen's mistake. Right, the Baal knows he's a Mitzorah. The Kohen says, well, what's this animal being brought for? It's probably for a Shlomim. No, it wasn't for a Shlomim, it was for a Mitzorah. So it's the Kohen's mistake. But anyway, so what if that happens? So Banu Machlokes, Rav Meir, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon. It's the same Machlokes. And here, we always thought that they were big, that they were big Mekilim. Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon, right? The big Makels. Because you could start, you could continue where you left off. You don't have to start over from scratch. Right? You continue. Now look how Machmer it becomes. So let's say the guy, the Metzorah brings an Asham. He brings an animal for an Asham. And the Kohen makes a mistake and brings it for an Ola. Right, so we know the rule. The rule is it's a valid carbon, but the Metzorah didn't get his credit. So one second. Now it's the same Machlokas. Listen to this. Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, the Amar who said, Yavi Acher, V'yastil, Batchila, according to Rav Meir who said, that if you're ever doing Avoda, on Yom Kippur, or Metzorah by the oil, and you make a mistake, what do? You bring a new animal and start over from scratch. So what happened over here? There was a mistake. The mistake was, the animal was brought as the wrong animal. It was supposed to be brought with the wrong carbon. It was supposed to be brought for an Asham. It was really brought for an Ola. So that's a mistake. That mistake is different than having blood spill. It's different than messing up with the sprinklings, but it's the same idea. A mistake was made. So what do you do when a mistake is made? According to a mayor, start over from scratch. So too here, Hachanami, here too, Yavi Acher V'yishchot. Bring a new one, slaughter it with the right intentions, and be in your merry way. No problem. But, Rav Elazar v'Rav Shimon, according to Rav Elazar v'Rav Shimon, Sha'omrim, who say, Mimakom Shepasak, Misham Hu Maschil, that when you bring another animal and you continue where you left off, right? That's what he always said, right? Whatever number of sprinklings you were up to, bring a new animal and continue. So too here, what are you going to say? Bring another animal and continue? You can't say that here. Hacha ein lo takana. You have no takana. Why not? Rashi says, because the Pesukim say, you can only bring, Rashi says, Alma lo amar kamanda lese damya hachanami. Chashivihi. The efshel lagomer ba'acher. You can't bring another one. The haksiv, because it says, Keves echad asham. Asham echad amarti lach. Veloshte ashamos. You can only bring one. You can't bring two. You don't have such a rule by the dam. So the guy's stuck. Can't bring another asham. Which means he's going to be mitar for the rest of his life. There's no way out. Because we're going to see in a minute. Because you're only allowed to bring one. Listen to this. Mask of Lord Chista. Rav Chista says, "What do you mean? What do you mean? It's only a problem according to Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon. For also psiv, it says also you have to bring that asham. Also that asham. You can't bring another asham. So even according to Rav Meir, how can Rav Meir say you bring another asham? How can Rav Meir say that?" Right, according to Rav Meir, who was always Machmir, he said, "What do? Bring another animal and do the dam from the beginning. You messed up the Asham, bring another one." So Rav Chista says, "How could you bring another one? It says, oh so, you have a one shot deal. You have one chance to do it right." So even according to Rav Meir, it's a problem. And the Gemara says, "You're right, Kasha, that's a Kasha." There is an answer out there, it's not a Tiyufto, the Kasha. But we're going to see, even though he had this kasha, we still don't hold from Rav Chista. But the point is, when it comes to Asham, since it's limudim, that you only bring one animal, you're stuck. According to Rav Meir, putting aside Rav Chista, according to Rav Meir who always said, no problem, it's no problem. Rav Meir holds, that anything you do that's wrong, is as if you didn't do it. So I was supposed to bring seven. I only sprinkled five and then the blood spilled. It's like I didn't do anything. It's meaningless. Bring a new animal and I'll start over from scratch. Right? I brought an Asha, but I had in mind it's an Ola. I didn't do anything. So bring a new animal and make sure it's an Asha this time. But according to the others who held that whatever you were up to, you just keep on going with a new animal, that can't apply by Metzorah. Because the Torah says you can only bring one Asham. They hold They hold, this is the key, they hold that whatever you did with the wrong animal, whatever you did in the beginning, has validity. Because if you did five sprinklings, those five count. You only have to do two more now with the new animal. So too, when you bring the ashram as a as an invalid, and you think it's an ola, it has validity on some level. Now you can't bring another one. So you're stuck. Yes, we're going to learn today how people could be stuck forever. It's a very difficult concept. Guys never can get out of this mitzvah because he can't bring an ashram. And Rav Chisda says, by the way, even Rav Meir would agree with this, that you can never bring another one. According to who?
According to
not Rav Chisda. Right.
They hold.
Right.
The first time, if you bring it again,
no, but they always hold. But they always held that the dam that you sprinkled was valid. It's just you didn't finish. So bring a new animal and finish. But what you did was valid. You brought an asham. You knew it's an asham. The kohen made a mistake, so it was valid. It was valid, but it wasn't. But you didn't finish. You had the wrong machshava. You made a mistake. You thought it was an ola. You can't bring another one now. You're stuck.
So Rabbeinu is basically all or nothing.
Right, exactly. Rabbeinu is all or nothing. So since it was nothing, you could do it again.
So do you think he would pass it if you went from the
puzzle? I don't know if you could bring anything from left field. But that's what Chisda just points out, that based on a pasuk, even Rav Meir would be stuck. Even Rav Meir would be stuck because it's oh so that one. So when it comes to Asham, maybe Rav Meir is in the same boat as the other two. That's Rav Chisda's chiddush. But has everyone got that? Since according to them, they were always so makel. Now it turns out to a gigantic chumrah. They were always so makel. They held whatever you did to start is valid. Just got to finish. That's all. So over here, once you started, you can't finish. You can't bring another asham. They're stuck. Now, maskevlo of chista of also ksiv. It says also. So even according to Rav Meir, should be a problem. Kasha, it's a kasha. However, tani kibashet Rav Yochanan. Even though Rav Chisda has that kasha, we still have a brisa that supports Rav Yochanan. That what? That Rav Meir said it's okay. How? It says asham mitzora sheshachtu shalol l'shmo. If the asham mitzora was brought shalol l'shmo. You thought it was an ola. Oh, or shalol nathan midamo lagabi bahonos, and you didn't sprinkle the dam. You didn't put the dam on the parts of the body, on the earlobe and the toe and the thumb. Hareze ola lagabi mizbeach. It's considered an ola. Vitar nesachim. You need nesachim. You need the wine also because, as we said, it's a good carbon. It's just the baal didn't get any benefit out of it. V'tzarich asham acher lachshiro, and you have to bring another asham. Who said this? It could only be Rav Meir, right? It could only be Rav Meir. Rav Meir says you did it wrong, no good. You have to bring another asham, right? Now, what's Rav Chisda going to say about that? So listen to this. Rav Chisda amrilach. Rav Chisda will say. My tzarech, what does the brisa mean when it says the word tzarech? It means tzarech, you have to, but the animal takana, but you can't. Tzarech, in a perfect world, you'd have to bring another one. Since I hold you can't, you're stuck. So the brisa reads, tzarech asham acher lahachshiro, you have to bring another animal, but you can't. If you added those words in, but you can't. So either way.
Oh, but then already you can according to both of these according to Meir you can start over.
Right.
If you did nothing. But even for those of you know, once you got past if the sprinkler was valid.
Right.
The sprinkler, just go back.
Right. Hey, but the Gemara doesn't seem to say that. So the Gemara has a different question. The Gemara says, wait a minute. V'tarni tana tzar for elon takana? Does a brisa ever say a phrase like that? You have to, but you can't. Does that make sense? The Brisa should have said, you can't. What does Vitzarach mean? Vitzarach means you have to. But we're eating in the word, and by the way, but you can't. Did anyone have a Brisa like that? Such a thing? The Gemara says, yeah. Vatan, you have a Brisa that says, listen to this. Nazir Mamurat. Let's say you have a Nazir who's bald. He has a Nazir who's bald. So Beishamai Omer, Beishamai says, what's the halacha by a nazir? When a nazir finishes his naziras, he has to shave off all his hair. But this guy has no hair because he's bald. So a bald nazir, tzarech Beishamai Omer, tzarech havaas tar. He has to shave his head. What's he shaving? Right. So what does it say here? Tzarech havaas tar. He has to shave his head. Ubeis Hillel Omer ain't tzarech havaas tar. He doesn't have to. When Beishamai says he has to, tzarech ve'en lo takana, but he can't. Therefore, he's going to be another forever. He's going to be another forever. Why? Because he has to shave his head. He can't shave his head because often to shave. So tzarech, he has to, but by the way, he can't. So he's stuck forever, according to Beishamai. So you see, there's a precedent. We have one case where the word tzarech means, according to Rav Avina, explaining Beishamai, the word tzarech means you have to, but you can't. Fascinating. Upligin deri pedas. Rav Pedas says, no. Deri pedas. Beishamai Rav Elazar amru davarecha. They're saying the same thing, which is what? You'll see this right now. Beishamai amru davarecha. Beishamai has a case of a bald nazir. Rabbi Elazar de Tanya. Ein lo bohen yad. U bohen regel. Let's say a mitzvah doesn't have a right toe. Doesn't have one. So ein lo tyro olamis. That's it. He can never become tar. According to Tanakama. He can never become tar. Why not? But you can't put the oil there. You can't put the dam. He doesn't have one. Rebbe Elazar Omer, no, not an al-makom of yote. You put it where it would be. Rebbe Shimon Omer, im not an al-shal small yote. You can even put it on the left side. You don't have a right toe. So put it on the left toe. Right? So what would they say Beishamai means? Okay, so go through the motions. So shave nothing. You still have a razor. You have a shaver. So shave your bald head. That's all. Well, you're stuck forever. No, you don't have a right toe. So you're mature for the rest of your life because you don't have a right toe. Okay, so you don't. So you put it where the right toe's supposed to be. Guys, a condition like that. He's stuck forever. No, but according to Ravina, they said yeah. You don't have a right to all. That's it. You can't do the procedure. You can't get tar. You're stuck forever. According to them, so same thing over here by the Asham. You can't bring the Asham. That's it. You can't become tar. You're stuck forever. So you see, there's a model to say tar for Einol Takana. You see such a precedent. All right, we'll run out of time. So we'll stop over here. It's not hard. And we'll finish the parak, and then we'll start the new parak tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.